You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website builtforthestage.com or click the link in the description of this episode, and you can work for 7 days with your own Broadway fitness coach on an online app. So check it out. No catch, no gimmicks. BuiltForTheStage.com. If you like Built for the Stage podcast, please rate, subscribe, and leave a comment. It'd be greatly appreciated. All right, please enjoy this conversation. Hey, what do you know? Two of our guests are a part of the Broadway Podcast Network. They are hosts on Broad Wasted. They are Built for the Stage fam. I'll just get to the intro right now. We have Kevin, the Jagermeister, Jagerbomb, Jager.
That's me.
And we have Kimberly Schmidt. I have nicknames for her. They're all good and whatnot. Nothing inappropriate, but I just respect her so much more than Kevin.
I understand that.
So I require that.
We get that a lot.
So we'll leave the nicknames out for now until maybe episode two when we bring you guys back on. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Hi. Thanks for having us.
So as always, excited to have guests on and just chat and get to know you guys a little bit more. But on a different level, having you guys as fam in Built for the Stage has been really rewarding for me personally, just seeing your journey already for both of you. And a fan of your podcast, once again, it's Broad Wasted. You can check them out on BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com. Or you can go to their individual Instagrams, Jager Kev. So we got J-A-E-G-E-R.
Yeah, switch Kev. It up. Okay.
Then we got Kimber Coops.
That's me.
K-I-M-B-E-R. COOPS, the maiden name sneak in right there.
Yeah. Okay?
And then what's Broad Wasted, guys? Oh, it's at Broad Wasted. So it's Broadway with an STED at the end. Broad Wasted.
It is.
And they drink some alcoholic beverages and talk to guests about tons of stuff. They play games, which I'm a huge fan of.
Yay.
They do like impromptu harmonizing as well.
It doesn't always work out, but we try.
Doesn't ever.
We're like, that was a tritone.
Yeah.
No one's ever really called that out before, but yeah,
I know,
that's
we never thought
we
about
do.
That. You're like, yeah, it kind of works. There's like random moments when it's perfect, and we like all look around, like, did that just happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, do we stop now? Or are we done?
Yeah. At first, I thought all you guys did was like you do this like zuzuzuana or whatever it is, and I was like, okay, that's their thing. Like they've rehearsed it and they just do that all the time. But no, like I was listening to maybe you just posted a Jeremy Jordan one again recently, or someone posted it, or maybe it's
someone might have shared it around,
or it's listened to a ton, so it's up at the top.
That could be it. That's
there you go. Shout out Jeremy Jordan drinking a Coke and rum. I think it was.
Yeah.
That sounds.
But anyways, in the middle of the interview, y'all were just like ad lib harmonizing, just flowing with it. Just
that's what
grooving.
You do when you're a nerdy theater kid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of nerdy theater kids, right, and this whole Broad Wasted thing, you guys have something impressive going on in the sense that every Monday you have an episode, right?
Every Tuesday.
Sorry, every Tuesday. Okay, so weekly is what I'm getting at.
you put out an episode. How long is your streak right now for putting out?
We started in May 2016.
And we haven't missed a week.
Okay.
So yeah, we've
put out. I don't know how many weeks
that's
that
like is. Over, is that 3 years at this point? Like 3+ years?
Yeah, it'll be 4 in May.
Almost 4, yeah.
All right, so I bring this up on purpose, actually, not just to be like, wow, that's amazing, great job. Which it is. Wow,
thank you,
that's
thank
amazing,
you. Yeah.
Great Gracias. Job. But this is a fitness podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I want to kind of parallel this journey you've had, because on my end of it, I'm episode right now when it's released with you. Maybe I'm in like the 50s or 60s. I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but not 3 to 4 years. And I'm like, that's impossible. Like, actually, my streak's already been broken. I did a season 1 and 2. I already stopped. Like,
right.
I
don't you even, are smart.
I don't even. I don't even have that streak. You know, it's done already. So on my end, I'm like, oh, it's impossible. No way. And now maybe I'm wrong, or you have the answer. Obviously, have all three of you been present for all those?
No.
We have not.
Okay, okay, okay.
Brian so, has?
Brian has been on every episode.
Except right. this one with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I'll add that it was on his side that he
yes.
said.
Yes, he wasn't able to come tonight.
He wasn't able to come. I put out the invite to him. Next time, we're going to get you on here, Brian, all right? But how did you do it? How are you doing it?
I think a big part of it is just being really good about scheduling. We tend to record in like big chunks. So we'll, like, for example, this January, we're recording six episodes.
I don't know.
I think we're recording six episodes.
Kevin does the scheduling.
I do.
So I show up.
We usually record in chunks. So we'll do like 6 episodes in January, and then we have like February off in a sense. And then we start to record again in March and build up from there. And then if we have like specific guests that come along that we really want to record with, we pop them in whenever we can. But for the most part, it's just about like being really strict about the schedule and being mm-hmm. on top of making sure that that happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think when we figured out that we didn't, even though we were putting out an episode every week, we didn't have to record an episode every week. Because mm-hmm. That was getting
yeah in the beginning
taxing
we
on
tried
our hangovers
yeah.
mostly
for sure.
We no longer do 2 episodes in a row. That was a lesson we learned.
Yeah,
but
we
we'll
tried
do
that
like
once.
Yeah.
Is there a drink minimum on the Broadway?
No.
There's not, but like it was early on when we first started, we just were like, let's just drink and have fun, and we didn't think about like yeah. the content coming out.
We would bring one microphone, one bottle, and we would finish the bottle.
And now we're smarter about our drinking habits, not just for our hangovers, but for the build for the stage.
Yes.
But yeah, and I think other things, we do little fun things to kind of buy ourselves more time. I've been writing radio musicals that we run on the podcast. It's usually a 4-part radio musical, and I've done 4 of them. And what we'll do is we'll record with a bunch of Broadway actors playing all the parts, and then once I put it together, we have a whole month off because that's when the radio play is running. So little things like that have helped to kind of make it really scheduling possible.
Mm. Yeah. And now we've been getting into doing some live shows, so that gives us sort of like a freebie episode, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's been fun. I don't know. We just do it. You're better at it. I think maybe I've missed the most episodes.
I was going to say it was maybe me just because I was in Chicago for a bit when I was doing a show.
But I was getting married, and I think I'm lost.
Oh, yeah,
I missed a lot when I was just like, I need to go plan a wedding.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That happens.
Yeah.
So did you guys just kind of start out cold, meaning like no experience, or did you have like someone that had experience, or you sought out counsel, like anything like that?
I'll let Kimberly answer this because it was Kimberly's idea. So
yeah, give me the credit. It was at some point where like we all just sort of needed something to do. We'd all sort of transitioned out of auditioning a lot and getting into more like day jobs.
Yeah, like the other side of theater. Oh. Like Kimberly was producing more. I was focusing on my writing career. And so we needed something to do that kept us feeling like we were performing, getting that like performance bug.
Yeah. And so I, at the time, thought of I think I was like at home one day, watched a few Drunk History episodes, and I was like, we should just do this. But for musicals, like this can't be that hard. And then I had a meeting with Brian and my husband, and I was like, how do we think that this might be fun? We can do this, this, this. And then my husband was like, that's going to be too much work that you don't know how to do. And I was just getting into podcasts. My husband was on a podcast at the time that I've been running for a long time. He had studio space that he used for that show. And I just kind of like was like, well, that's maybe it's a podcast and it's for a week. And then Kevin had serendipitously mm-hmm. had come back into me and Brian's friend circle.
Yeah.
We had all met at Surflight Theater on the Jersey Shore years and years ago.
Yep.
And then Kevin somehow like weaseled your way back into our friend circle just as this was happening.
Yeah,
and we were like, I think Kevin's the host. What really happened and what Kevin and Brian keep forgetting is that we had a meeting about the video thing and we were like, well, maybe it's a huge brand and we'll do videos once a month and a podcast once a week. And Brian said, well, maybe just the podcast is me and Kevin and we're like bros that talk about theater.
I don't remember that.
Yes. And I literally went, I think maybe for a theater audience, you should have a girl on the show. And you guys were like, oh, well, then do you want to be on it? And I was like, as it was my idea? Yes.
I don't remember that. But yeah, I had just...
Yeah, I had to weasel my way back in.
I just reconnected with Brian because Brian had come to see my musical at the New York Musical Festival. Mm-hmm. And
then you came to see his show that I produced.
Yeah, and then I went and saw Brian's show that Kimberly was producing. And then they were having this idea. So they're like, hey, it's so great to hang out again. Do you want to do this show with us? And I was like, I don't know what a podcast is, but okay.
Yeah, he had never listened to a podcast in his life, but he made us a logo and we were off to the races.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Did your husband, how much did he help in the podcasting like part of it? Because he had experience, you said.
Yeah, and he had the in at the studio space we used when we first started. Mm-hmm. Or we didn't even use Alex's space.
No, we did. The very first episode,
we just used like a microphone and we were like, let's just test this out like with a single microphone and see if we're good at it.
Uh-huh.
And we, none of us remember finishing that episode.
It was so highly edited.
I
also spilled my entire whiskey on the microphone and computer
when we first
started. Like literally we're like, all right, let's get started. We're so excited. And Brian started his intro and I knocked my glass and it went all over the computer and the cords and
Jaeger
everything.
Bomb.
And I was like, no. Exactly.
And then it worked and it was fun.
Yeah.
And then we started using the studio space that my husband was using at the time. Mm. And that was really helpful to start out with, that we like weren't using our own equipment and like Brian started doing all the editing.
Yeah. And then we were very fortunate just because Kimberly and Brian and I had been performing before and we had been all had gone to school for performance. So we had a lot of friends who had were now on Broadway. And so it was kind of easy in the beginning for us to start getting guests because we were just texting
our friends.
I mean, like, hey, come on our show. And so
at the very beginning, we would get drunk during the episode. There's a bar downstairs from the studio space. We would go there and just tweet at people. And so our like third episode was Paige Davis because we tweeted at her about our show and she said, sure.
And then she just came on.
She showed up.
We just went for it like balls to the wall
that night
episode.
Or that
no like 2 weeks later.
But yeah, she, like, that would have DM'd been a story.
Yeah, we just scheduled with her, but it was very like, yeah, we just used a lot of our connections from having been performers ourselves and just started to build out a show and it caught on really quick, which was super awesome.
Mm. Cool. All right, so I got that background of how this all has evolved, right? I was taking some notes on my laptop. Were you nervous about that?
No, I saw it happening. I was like, he's like, cut this part.
No.
Unnecessary.
No. So the reason I bring it up on my end where I'm saying I've already fell off on purpose. I mean, I was planning the season two because I felt I couldn't do it. And even with Brian, you saying he's been on every single one. When you say you've missed some, how many do you think you've missed, you guys?
Five, six.
Okay, so in the course
out of like 200,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So we can even like equate that to a session at the gym. So I'm bringing this all to the fitness arena because a lot of people look at other people who practice fitness or it is part of their life, and they're like, I don't know how they do it, or how do you show up consistently on a daily or weekly or monthly or yearly basis and make this a part of your life? And on my end with the podcast thing, I'm saying the same thing about you guys.
Oh.
And it's because it's the same thing.
Yep.
So things I wrote down, you have a schedule. Very important.
Yep.
Okay. So in fitness, you should have a schedule, all right? Meaning we should either know what days, this isn't to you guys, this is to...
you make our schedule. This isn't, you know what it is.
This is to all the listeners out there. The best shot of you showing up to something is something that you have planned out to show up to. Not just the day, but the time, the place, all of that. So you guys have been great about getting all these episodes in day in, week in, year in and out because of the schedule. You said that you were kind of innovative with this radio hour thing. You kind of created a different type of stimulus. I'll call it a stimulus in the sense of like on the fitness end, maybe you're not always doing bar class or you're not always going to ballet, but you're going to mix in weights or you're going to go on that jog. And that's something that helps you not only put in the work fitness wise, or in your case, just that another artistic outlet that still is informative, entertaining, and aligns with your guys' podcast. Mm-hmm. So it helps you along the way to keep progressing, but in a different way. And then you also said, it was doing the podcast was like a release or something for you, you know, something that you got to work on.
Totally.
And that's the same thing with fitness, is that if you can kind of learn to embrace that, that you're doing this for you, that this is something that you can firsthand see the results and see how much it kind of benefits you, not only physically, but the mental side. And just life in general, showing up day in and day out. Now, another thing was you came up with a plan with the three of you and your husband. You started talking about, okay, how can this work? What? How can we make this happen? As opposed to just, I mean, sometimes you can wing it and just go. And in a sense, maybe you feel like you essentially did that a little bit.
At the beginning.
Right. But yeah, eventually you just have to start putting one foot in front of the other. But there's planning involved as well with all of this. And then the last thing I just put was a support team. The three of you were beneficial. All of your friends at first that you were able to text and have on as guests, just everyone that you were able to lean on during that time allowed you to carry this all out. And in fitness, it's the same thing.
Sure.
So just wanted to put that out there, people, that everyone's looking at something and saying, oh, that's just not for me, or it's not impossible. But really, it's all about a formula. So just to put out the bullet points again, scheduling, being innovative, knowing that you're going to have some type of release or doing this to better yourself, coming up with a plan of action, obviously in the beginning, and having a great support team. So y'all have been doing great with your Built for the Stage stuff. Just talk to me a little bit about it, because y'all were talking about it on one of your holiday episodes.
We did, our year in review.
And I was geeking out about it. I was, tell me, you Kimberly, you had bench one day, which isn't a lot, but you had bench press one day, and you were saying on the episode, like, oh, I had to go with the bros and like, do some dumbbell
when
bench.
I did stuff, today, I was in the bro area all by myself.
Okay, tell me how that feels.
What was it called? Strict barbell, this one.
Press.
Yeah. I'm demonstrating.
How did it go?
Good.
It went well. Okay,
I walked in. It was more crowded than I thought it was going to be. And I just marched right to the front of the class, basically. I just marched right to the front. I found a bench. And I was like, weirdly, even if I don't use the bench, I feel like I need to claim one.
Okay.
So that I like have a spot.
Yeah, because so I was like, about to say, I think you're supposed to stand during that one, right?
Yeah.
But you need a bench.
Eventually, I needed a bench for something.
You need to put your water on it.
I had put my water and my phone down, and I was like, this is my area.
Got you.
Everyone get out.
Okay, claim your spot. Okay.
And then it was good.
It was good. Okay, cool.
And
nice.
And got up to 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Is that good? I have no idea. It was hard.
See, I think that brings up a good point, because for me, when I first started Built for the Stage, like any other time that I tried to do a fitness program, it was usually just something I came up with myself, and I do not have the ability to really do that. So I would end up just doing cardio. And I would just, because it was like not as intimidating as going on the free weights and things like that. And for me, being a big guy, Like, I feel like when I go to the free weight section when I first started, I felt like I had to be lifting massive amounts of weight in order to show that, like so people wouldn't be like, why is that big dude lifting like a smaller weight? Uh-huh. So I think that like looking at like what weight you're using is like, I kind of learned it's the same way with the scale. Like, it doesn't matter what the scale says, because whatever weight you're using, it's about like the resistance it is for you.
It's all relative.
Also, like, no one's paying attention to you.
Exactly.
Is what I have learned.
I go to the gym at 5:30 in the morning and no one is paying attention to anyone else.
I was there today at like 11. Like, no one is paying attention to me.
But it was crowded, you said.
It was kind of crowded. It's always crowded.
But no one was paying attention to you.
No.
Yes.
At one point at the very end, like, some guy went up to the weight rack and took his weights out and faced away from the mirror, like towards me, and started doing his like biceps curls.
You'll see some weird
and
things.
And I was just like, why are you like making eye contact with me while I'm doing lunges? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And then I was done and it was time to leave that section.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, no one's paying attention to you. It also really helps to have a set thing that you're doing, like Kevin was saying. Like, I always felt uncomfortable going there because I was like, I physically don't know what I'm going to do next. And like, I just like look around and what am I going to do? But to be like, I have these five things that I'm going to do and I'm going to get this, and then I'm going to do these things.
Yeah. Check the box.
And then I can leave.
Yeah. And the program really helps to get that whole like one day at a time thing in your head.
One day at a time.
Because you're always... Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Because I'm like, when I first, like any other time I've tried to do a fitness program, I've always been like, work out for like 1 hour and then I come home and immediately get on the scale and be like, why hasn't this changed? And like get super intense about it. But like being able to go with the program and just like be like, here's the five things that I'm going to do today. And then you get to check them off and be done. And it's that like good little feeling of when you have a to-do list and you checked it all off and you're like, I finished my to-do list.
Yeah.
So I love that little green check mark.
There you go.
Oh yeah. It totally helps at the end of the day.
It really
does. You did it, bro. And you're like, yeah, I did.
And you scroll back and you've missed one. I'm like, oh.
Two things I wanted to comment on was that the gym was busy, but no one was paying attention to you. I'm highlighting this because people really think everyone's watching me. Everyone's judging me. Mm-hmm. Like, but at the end of the day, they're not. They're doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. And also with the busyness of it, it's like kind of like riding here in New York City. It's like riding the train. It's busy. Are you not going to get on the train because it's no, you're going to get on that train because you have somewhere to be, somewhere to go, something to accomplish. And it's the same thing in the gym.
Yeah.
And the scale thing is, I always have to remind clients, is like, how long have you been the way you are now?
Mm-hmm.
And then how?
That's a good point.
Yeah. So you're like, man, I've been clean eating for 3 weeks now.
I haven't lost 50 pounds.
I haven't missed a session and I've lost like 2 pounds. But what you don't know is that the weight is shifting in different ways, or that the body's fighting adaptation because it's trying to remain safe in its most natural instinctive way. But you might be just a few weeks from turning that corner if you just stick with it. And that's why 60% of people out, I keep hitting this on my social media, 60% of people in week 2 of the new year fall off of the resolution. For a lot of different reasons, but that's one of them. Speaking of trains, you were sharing a train story.
I was.
From today, that you're about to go into combat.
Yeah, it got super intense. There was just a woman who was prophesizing on the train, and it was a very busy train that was heavily delayed due to a water main break. And so
now you know what day we recorded this.
So she was just being super intense, and all of these people on the train, like, she was like calling everyone on the train witches. And then like some woman got tired of her yelling, so she said she was a witch. So she was like casting spells on her while the other woman was just screaming
what
back.
Kind?
It was, I don't know. She kept yelling like a hex on your house.
I know that's what I was thinking.
I was like, is she wicked? Like, but yeah, it got super intense.
What if it was like the current Elphaba? Just like, you know what? I am.
It's definitely Hannah right now.
It's their new marketing campaign, live advertising on the train.
Yeah, she was just trying to make her popular. It's fine.
Yeah.
And we're done.
I was on the train this morning and had a first. We were sitting there waiting to depart, and the train operator gets over the speaker and says, if anyone sees a suspicious green bag, please wave your hand outside of the train door. So he says it again, about 30 seconds to a minute go by, and everyone's looking at everyone like, who's got the green bag?
Yeah. And who's suspicious about it?
Exactly. And then we're all like, looking under the seat across, and then you look down and you see some people like looking under the seat, literally under them. And then I'm thinking, should I get off this train? Like, because right. What if it,
what's in
if
this
it,
bag?
If it's like explosives, like if this thing blows up, I could have gotten off. Like, maybe you should get off the train. But it's funny how you're just so dead set on like, no, it's going to make me late. Like, you're like,
exactly. Your New Yorker mentality kicks in.
You're weighing the options. You're weighing the options. And you're like, A, blow up and die. B,
late for
B,
work.
Late. I'll blow.
Yeah. You know? You're like, well, all these other people are going to blow up too. So it's like,
yeah.
That's such a New Yorker
Well,
thing.
If no one else is moving, then it's no big deal. Yep.
See, I would have been the guy that would have leaned out the car to see if anyone was waving.
Yes, me too. Mm.
And also, I probably would have been the random guy that decided to bring a green tote bag that day and be like, it's not me. It's not me.
Yeah. There's this great Netflix stand-up bit with, it's an Asian guy. And the reason I bring that up is because the title is like, Asian destroys America. He basically bashes America.
Oh, in a funny the guy from The Daily Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
In a very funny way for about an hour. He's just like doing all of these just things like I was just saying right now about the train.
Yeah.
And one of his bits was about New York City train behaviors from the citizens, I guess. And how they fight the train when the doors closing.
Oh, yeah.
And
different ways to keep it open.
Yes, he was talking about like this guy was so dead set on keeping that door open that he was like willing to break his arm
as it was
closing
that.
On him. But
women that throw their giant purses into the door.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And I'm like so terrified of it that I'll put like a hand and then immediately go like, I'm gonna get hurt. And then like
you think about it, but
or
then
I'll like run down, I'll think about it and then I won't, and then some guy will open it for me and then I feel obligated to like help and get myself in there. And I'm like, I would have been fine if I was 10 minutes late. Like it's okay.
Yep. All right. Well, we digress, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of Or not speaking of, because it has nothing to do with what we're just talking about, because it was great. Such a bunny trail. But this has been the most relaxed episode of Built for the Stage ever.
Always have podcasters.
Yeah, don't you think that this is the most relaxed?
Yes. Sure.
I'm in my mind wondering, are the listeners still listening right now?
We think that every time.
Every time.
You will never not think that.
Yeah. Well, maybe because it's so different, they are listening because I've tricked them into thinking like, wait, this can't be the episode right now. Is this what it is?
They feel like they're listening to a behind the scenes episode.
Right. With Broad Wasted, though, going back to your...
Hey, that's us.
Y'all's podcast. What are some highlights that have happened this past year, guest-wise, or like shows you've seen, things that you have just like really loved so that you can then say, you should go listen to this episode. Like if you were to pick like you should check out this episode, which one would it be?
I'm trying to think of
one.
They all get like mashed up in my head, so I don't really have a concept of what year any episode
I was just going to say, because the one that I was about
I
to
was
say,
like,
I'm
Barrett
not sure.
Barrett Wilbert Weed. That's what I was going to say. 3 years ago.
Was it 3 years ago?
No, it was 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, okay.
It was Brian's old office.
Do we have a name search on the Broadway Podcast Network?
Yes, thing? We do.
You can search by the guest name on that website.
There you go. Yeah. So you can pull one out from like 2-3 years
we
ago.
We can do that.
And they can go
that's
to
that's a
the,
really good story. We exactly. should tell the Barrett story.
Oh, and I was going to say my favorite episode of all time, though.
Which one?
Jeremy Jordan's Escape the Room episode.
Oh, okay.
You do that and I'll do the Barrett one.
This boy's getting shouted out.
Yes, he is.
Like he needs it. Jeez.
I know, right? Well, he loves escape rooms. And so on the second time he was on our show, I, as the game master of Broad Wasted, created an escape room. This ties into fitness, actually.
Oh, good. Perfect.
I created an escape room that we did on the podcast. I tried to make it like audio. It had to be like clues you all had to read out loud. We escaped the room, but I used two of my locks from home as like the clues, and you had to find them.
You had to figure out like
and
the
so
combo.
For a long time, for how little I was going to the gym, I had to listen to that episode every time I wanted to open my locker.
because you didn't remember the code.
I would forget the code, and I have to, like, I like knew the timestamp. I was like, is that like 21 minutes and Jeremy gets the first lock? And I'd have to go and be like, all right, 35.
And I made those Mai Tais. They were so good.
Kevin made a giant pitcher of Mai Tais.
I just showed up with a jug of Mai Tais. That's the thing to carry on the subway. When you get on, you're just holding a giant can. It's amazing.
Yes.
When Barrett Wilbert Weed came on the show, we were drinking a new product that had been sent to us by our alcohol sponsor that was called Man Can. And it was wine in a can that was being marketed toward men. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the picture on the can was like a man hunting with a dog. And it was like, but it was like rosé in a can, but
sparkling,
like manly
rosé.
And so we assumed if they're marketing it like that.
No.
Okay.
Brian assumed.
And I assumed that if they were marketing it like that, that it was the same alcohol content of one beer.
They thought it's a can. So it's like drinking a can.
So it's like
of beer.
A beer.
And in my correct mind, right, I looked at it and went, all right, how many glasses of wine do I think fit in a can? Probably two.
So
let's
we
be
didn't
safe.
Think about that. So Brian had four and I had three in like the span of like an hour.
Yeah.
And when we finally looked at the can to see, because we're like, we're really drunk. What is happening? We realized that each can was half a bottle of wine.
Mm. Yes.
And so I drank a bottle and a half in an hour. And Barrett also didn't know, so she had two.
Yeah,
so
like I had two.
We were all just sloppy. So that's one of those episodes where it's like, we're having a blast, but like 45 minutes in, it's just like, ooh, they sloppy. Like it's
Man can. I wonder if, are they still going strong?
Still
I think so. They haven't sent us anything since.
Right, but they haven't, because we drank like all of them in one episode.
They sent us like 12, and we were like, that seems like enough for right now.
Speaking of moderation.
So
and then I think we did then go eat a lot.
We did. We went
that
to,
used to happen a lot.
We went to a restaurant after.
All right, so now that you're doing Built for the Stage.
Yeah.
Are you guys like fitness nuns, or are you still living your life?
Still living my life.
Yeah, right?
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that like there's been like modifications to living my life.
Yeah, I wake up a lot earlier.
I don't do takeout as much or anything like that.
True.
Like I'm very, I feel like I'm strict about like what I'm actually eating.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the actual activities I'm doing, I've found a way to like have just as much fun without ordering the like fried food or like without like having a lot of drinks with mixers and things like that. Like mm-hmm. I've modified how things are, but like I still am having just as much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm definitely more conscious of it. I mean, even before we started Built for the Stage, we all have agreements that we eat dinner before we record, or we just don't drink that much, or like, mm-hmm. because too many times I go home and would get Wendy's on the way home because I'd had three cocktails on no dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, well, Wendy's is on the walk.
Yeah.
So there I am.
Planning.
So just planning ahead.
And you had support, people that were like in
We're all in it together.
The hardest thing to do is to be riding with a gang of people that are like the total opposite of what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It happens sometimes, but as much as you can, having a support team is always great. And I don't even want to say, let me take that back. I don't even want to say support team, because it truly is just, it's a lifestyle, and it's also like a cultural thing in a sense of like American culture currently tells you what you should think is normal, but it necessarily isn't normal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like portion sizes.
Healthy.
And
right.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Portion sizes, or like, oh, every
drinking
time
six
I.
Beers.
Yeah. Every time I eat, it should be a reward. It's not because I should just be thinking, oh, I'm hungry. I need to fuel my body.
Yeah. I had a bad day. I deserve a donut.
Yes. Yeah.
As something that had to
and
fix.
You know,
it doesn't count if it's calories, if it's like somebody brought it into the office.
Yeah.
Like that's been a bit, like during the holiday season, that was like a big thing where like every day somebody's brought in a cake they made, or this client sent us this, or all this stuff like that. And it was just being able to be like, that's not a part of what I plan to eat today.
Yeah.
And Built for the Stage has been teaching me to cook.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really know very much about cooking.
I've sent Kevin some recipes because I love to cook.
So Kimberly's been helping me learn to cook. And
he learned that seasoning does not add calories.
That was like the big, that changed my life. Because I was like, she was like, well, you could put some like cinnamon or some like all these things. And I was like, I know, but I'm trying to keep my calorie count down. And she was like, yeah, spices don't add calories to food. And I was like, what?
He was like, please add cinnamon to your oatmeal. Like it will change it.
My pilgrim oatmeal.
Yeah.
Kevin calls it pilgrim oatmeal when he makes it on the stove.
Because it seems, I feel like a pilgrim.
I always make my, I make mine in the microwave. All right, so if you're still listening out there, folks, here's some like tricks of the trade for you.
Yeah.
Okay? So in the morning, if you like oatmeal and you want to keep it healthy though,
mm-hmm.
oatmeal is already a carb. All right, so don't fall into the Chipotle trick where you get beans and rice because you just double carbed it up. All right, so with the oatmeal, you want to have maybe like, it depends on your body weight, age. We can get into that another time. Free trial, DM me, all that stuff. But the measurement of the oatmeal should be relative to the fruit that I'm going to tell you to add. Put some fruit in your oatmeal, okay? Those are both carbs. So you have to keep in mind of the portion size of each of those. Then if you're a peanut butter fan, which I am,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be your healthy fat, depending on what kind of peanut butter is. But hey, let's just say it's good. Put the peanut butter in there, a true tablespoon or whatever. Once again, DM me. Now you have your fat in there. So we got carb and fat, okay? And it tastes good. Come on, peanut
yeah.
butter,
yeah.
blueberries, maybe some raspberries with the oatmeal.
Yeah.
And boom. I put mine in water in the bowl and just 1 minute in the microwave. And it, to me, it's the same as putting it on the stove.
Yeah. My husband will just pour a kettle of hot water on top of it and like put a dish on top. And then I'm just like, I want to make it on the stove. And then I'll sometimes add egg whites and cinnamon.
Yes, the egg whites too.
It gets
boom.
So fluffy, it's like a cake.
Yes, yes. I used to do like, like cake or sometimes pancakes, that type of deal
yeah.
with protein powder, protein
oh.
mix.
I've tried that and I have had little success, but if you have better recipes than what I've used.
Y'all, we should do a breakfast podcast.
Yes.
And we'll do.
I'm bad at breakfast.
Protein
I will
pancakes.
Say that out loud.
That okay. sounds amazing. Yeah. I'm all about that because I eat the same thing for breakfast almost every day.
What is your everyday breakfast?
I eat oatmeal with peanut butter as my healthy fat.
Okay, you do it. Nice.
And then I do egg whites with ground turkey and a vegetable.
And it tastes good, right?
Yeah. It's like part of my routine. I go to the gym, I come home, I make my protein shake after the gym, and then while I'm drinking that, I make my breakfast, and then I shower and get ready for work.
There you go. Beautiful.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I just have a protein shake.
It's okay.
With blueberries and peanut butter and kale.
I'm a little bigger than you, so I have to eat a little more.
Well, I also just have never been hungry. Like, I'm not
a morning hunger person,
especially when I'm getting up that early. Like, mm-hmm. on the weekends, sure, I'll have breakfast foods, but for lunch.
Everyone's different. Calories in and out are essentially, I'll put an asterisk there, all the same. You know, some people are like, oh, I do intermittent fasting, or, oh, I do 3 days on heavy carb and then the rest of my week, no, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But really when it comes down to it, it's about calories in, calories out. So for you guys, you know, with your schedule or your bodily preference of like, oh, I just don't like eating that early. It's all good. It's just a matter of coming up with a plan that, works and is correct
yeah.
in how you spread that all out. Last time I was in the studio, one of my intros, it's actually for either Tommy's or Destiny's that you'll be doing.
Uh-huh.
And I talk about, hey, if you're supposed to have 2,000 calories a day and you do that for 5 days, then you nailed it, you know? Like, good job too. You had 10,000 calories. But then instead of having 2,000 on Saturday and Sunday, you're like, oh, let's let it loose. And you have, let's say, 5,000. You've just done 5 days worth of eating in 2 days. And you had no idea because
oh, wow.
the math on that is now you just had 20,000 calories worth of food instead of the prescribed 14,000. But I say all this not to be like, what is this guy talking about? It's to You have to realize and take into account what you're putting into your body. You know, you mm-hmm. have to think about what you're doing. Like, oh, this won't hurt. And then the next day you say the same thing. Oh, this won't hurt. 7, this won't hurts over the week. And then 31, this won't hurts over the month. You
uh-huh.
know, it adds up.
Yeah.
You know, it adds up. But all right, let's get off the fitness thing just for a second longer. So it's 2020 now, guys.
It right? is.
We have Broadway Con coming up with Broadway Podcast Network, all of our podcasts that are in the family. After that, we'll soon be spring and summer. Summer that always brings the Tonys. What are you looking forward to that's out right now or is slated to be coming out that you think is going to like dominate this year?
Oh,
I know. I'm very excited for Sing Street just because I'm obsessed with the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to see it downtown yet. I keep entering the lottery. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to see how it is adapted for the stage.
Okay.
That's a good one. I am obsessed with Caroline or Change. I think an incredibly well-written and well-performed show. And I am so excited to see that revival. I think that one is going to kind of eat up a lot of the awards in the revival season. Mm-hmm. So that's one I'm super duper excited about for like the spring coming up, I think.
And Six, obviously.
Oh my God, Six is so good. I saw it in Boston.
What's it called? I want to say Hit Me Baby One More. What's the actual title of it? The Britney Spears
Hit
musical?
Hit Me Baby Once Upon a Time.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Hit Me Baby.
Wait, when is that happening?
I think that's coming in this fall of next year. I don't know if it's happening
and
spring.
And it's almost famous
it?
This year or so next fall?
It is.
Got it.
I want to talk about the title, though. Can we just talk
Hit
about
Hit Me Baby Once Upon a Time? Is that
yes.
what it is?
It's, the story idea is kind of brilliant.
Isn't it similar well, because, like, to Bliss Lucky's right now as well? I've heard some rumor that... Oh, you don't know Bliss.
No.
So Bliss is going out of town to Seattle. And it has this like twist on like these princesses and how they're all different and how this one prince loves them all. I'm thinking I'm giving
it. Loves them all?
I think am I giving the right synopsis right now?
Who's
for Hit Me Baby Once Upon a Time?
No, for Bliss.
Who wrote it?
That I don't know.
Okay, I'll look it up.
I love this like fairy tale resurgence.
Yes,
yeah. Because Hit Me Baby Once Upon a Time is what like all
into the woods, but Britney Spears.
Kind of, yeah. It's like all the princesses are in a book club, and an evil witch or a fairy like drops into their book club the feminine mystique.
Okay,
and then they all read it and realize that they've just been waiting for a man to fix their lives, and it like teaches them to like woman power and stuff like that.
I just want
at least that was like the idea when they first pitched it. I don't know like how much they've changed.
The song "Lucky" has been dying to be a Broadway show tune since its inception and the music video.
Has
and
it
I
been
cannot
dying
wait
to, or have for, you like, been dying for
there
it?
There better be like a castle moment where she's on a balcony singing "Lucky" all by herself.
I just Haley Pachuna has to be in that show.
She does.
She really does.
There's
she
a co- there's
Britney
a
fan.
There's a cold lead-in for each episode, and I think your statement of "Lucky" was made to be in a musical. we'll definitely be the quality.
We are all thinking it.
Right?
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, well, I think you're singing Toxic from all the princesses.
Oh, who will be singing Toxic from all the princesses?
Snow White. Poisoned Apple.
Oh. Did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
That was really good.
I know my fairy tales.
This is the game master over here. Yeah. She's
or
got
like
it.
Maleficent sings it.
Oh, because she was the, like the producer of it. Yeah.
Is there poison in anyone else's story?
No.
I think she's got...
like kissing and then being poisoned.
So that would totally be Snow White,
yeah.
right?
Or the Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Or the Frog Prince, if they decide to include that.
It's a toxic frog.
Next year, we'll have these guys back on the show for a second edition. And we'll then talk about what actually did happen on... Once upon a once, what's it called again?
Once upon a one more. Wait,
hit me, baby. Hit me. Once upon a time.
Once upon one more time.
Yeah, once upon a one more time. They gotta workshop that.
They gotta figure that out.
They gotta. That's a no go.
We're all just gonna call it Britney.
Brit the musical.
Yes.
Totally. Well, guys, that's it for today.
Oh, thank you.
That's it. I appreciate you guys being on the episode.
Thank you, sir.
Lots of laughs.
We had a good time.
The infectious laughter from your Broadwasted episodes is always great. Always
it's
makes
all
me,
Kevin.
It makes me smile. So I'm glad to have put some of that on Built for the Stage podcast.
Yay.
So
sure.
Thanks again, Kimberly. Thanks again, Mr. Kevin. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. If you like these guys, excuse me, if you like these guys and you like what you've heard, make sure once again you go to @Broadwasted on Instagram or go to Built for the Stage. Jeez, oh man. Go to, not Built for the Stage. Go there. But then go to BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com and check them out there. Is yours bpn.fm/Broadwasted?
There
you go. So you can find them a gazillion ways. They're there. All right. They're there. So make sure you follow them along. And once again, go to the website, BuiltForTheStage.com. If you haven't tried a free trial yet, would love to help you guys out with your endeavors with fitness and theater. Until next time, it's me, Roscoe, signing off. Don't forget about Broadway Podcast Network. Go to the website, broadwaypodcastnetwork.com. Go to the Instagram, Broadway Podcast Network. There's tons of good content on our network, like Josh Swallow's Broadway, or Ensemblist, or Equity One, or the Theater Podcast. There's like 90 of them. Just go see which one you like the best after you listen to mine. And yeah, you guys have yourself a good day. It's me, Roscoe, signing off.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.